Thank you so much for joining us today at our Savior's Church, where we are one church meeting in five different locations. And our goal is to help you on your spiritual journey to know God, find freedom, discover purpose, and make a difference in the lives around you. If you'd like to learn more about our Savior's Church or how to get involved, visit us online at oursaviorschurch.com.
How many of you would say, I'm a workaholic? You just go confess it, right? You just go, I just can't stop working, right? Raise your hand. Okay, some people are pointing at people right now. I see you confessing others' faults. Yeah, we hold that up as a virtue. It's not a virtue. It's a sickness. Be delivered in Jesus' name. But then there's the other side. There's lazy, right? And you say, well, workaholic's better than lazy. No. God's setting a rhythm for you. He says, it's not good. You need to rest. You set aside a day to rest and to Sabbath, to refinish or replenish, to recreate. And so God's just setting a pattern for us. And I want you just to see that. And then he's going to zero in. He's going to zero right in on verse 7. He's going to zero in on Adam and his creation. And I want to, let's just, sometimes the word just needs to say what the word says. You don't need me. You just need to read it. Look what it says. Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. It's important. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils, and he became a living person. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he placed the man that he had made. The Lord God made all sorts of trees grow up from the ground, trees that were beautiful and that produced delicious fruit. And in the middle of the garden, he placed the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And here's what I want you to hear. Make sure we get this right. God formed Adam. It's very important. And he formed him out of dirt. Men, we're from the dirt. Ladies are not from the dirt. I'll show you in a moment. Men are from dirt. We are. Pfft. Have you ever made anything out of Play-Doh? You just, there's a leg. There's another leg. Here's the head. Pfft. So God formed us. That's why men don't mind being dirty. It's like we're dirty. You girls, we walk in, you go, gross. And we go, what? I like that smell. We come from dirt. So he creates from dirt and the breath of God. We come. It's important. I'll show you why in just a moment. Why it's important you know that we come from dirt. Watch what happens. So we've got dirt, and God places him in this garden, creates all kinds of trees, but puts two in the middle. Watch what he says to him. Verse 15. The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. So he's going to give him a job. He's got a job to do. But the Lord warned him, "You may freely eat of the fruit of every tree in the garden. Anything you want, it is yours. Except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat from it, you are sure." What is it about us that wants what we can't have? So you're in debt right now to get something that you wanted you weren't supposed to have, only to impress people you don't even like. We want what we are not supposed to. Now listen, it's not as if God said, "Hey, Adam, do not eat from this tree or you will surely die." That's not how he started. He said, no. He's a good daddy. Look at all you can enjoy. In fact, I created all of this for you to enjoy. Every tree, every plant, it's yours. I give it all to you. 99.99999. It's all yours. You can eat of it. Look how good it is. It's so good. Oh, God, this is so good. I can't believe. Mangoes, avocado. I mean, come on, y'all. Everything. It was just all yours. But listen, Adam. And not only does he give him directions and said, and he's a good daddy. In fact, if you're a father in here, you ought to take a lesson from Father God. He's going to tell his children what they can do, and he's going to list specifically what they can't do, and he's also going to give you the consequences if you do. That's a good father. Let me tell you what's not so good, father. If you do that, well, you better not. No, tell them what you're going to do. We learned this early with our kids. We're like, if you do that, I'm taking your phone away for 2 weeks. They go, 2 weeks? Oh, my gosh. I'll die. Yeah, you will, because I'll kill you. So he's being a good father here. Freedom. He didn't just tell them what they can't. He says what they can. Watch what happens. Then the Lord God said, it's not good for man to be alone. Remember, what did God say at the end of every single day? Day one, he created light. And what did he say? It is good. Day two, it is. Day three, it is. Day four, it is. Five, six, good. Oh, we came to something that it's not good. It's not good for man to be alone or all one. I will make a helper. Yeah, I love that. You know why God made Heidi, right? Because I needed help. Y'all knew that, didn't you? He said, this church would be dangerous without Heidi. Thank God for Heidi. That's true. I'm gonna make, so the Lord God formed from the ground all the wild animals of all the birds. And by the way, he's not telling Adam, it's not good for you to be alone. He's forming the animals from the ground as well, and he's bringing them to Adam, to see what he would name them. And then watch what it, man chose a name for each one. Adam chose the name, and he gave the names to all livestock, birds of sky, wild animals, but still there was no helper just right for him. This is how I picture it. Maybe when we get to heaven, God replays all of this so we can see how it actually happened. But here's how I picture it. Adam's naming stuff, because that's he's got a job, right? He has his job is to name stuff. He's got a purpose. He's going to tend and keep. And he's naming stuff. That's what he's doing. Adam is brilliant. Yeah, tell them if they hurry, they can get to church, right? Listen, he's naming stuff. Somebody answer their phone call over there, and they're having a conversation right here in church. Pretty cool. Here, watch this. Adam's brilliant. Just think of this. God's going to give him the responsibility to name stuff. And whatever it's named is what we call it. This came from Adam. Let me give you an example. Look, I'll put a picture of an animal on the board for you. Here we go. Y'all know what that is? You know why we call that an elephant? Because Adam said, elephant. That's brilliant. No, seriously, that is brilliant. What does that look like? An elephant. That name is perfect. Think of any other name. If you were Adam, raccoon. How many know it doesn't work, does it? But elephant, it works. Eve asked Adam, why did you name that an elephant? He said, because it looks like an elephant. Brilliant. How about another one? Let's just give you a couple more. What is that? Say it with me. Not a hippo. Just say it. It's just fun to say it. Hippopotamus. That is a hippopotamus. I mean, I don't know. Adam probably went, look at the hips on that thing. Hippopotamus. That is a hippopotamus. What else could it be? I mean, wait. Yeah, I mean, you would go, here, kitty, kitty. No. That's a hippopotamus. Brilliant. That is brilliant. That is a hippopotamus. It looks like a hippopotamus, doesn't it? Lion, no, not lion, that's not good. What's going on with the phones today, y'all? At least text message or something. Watch it. And let me give you one more. I'll give you one more. Watch it. Snake. Is that a perfect name? That is a snake. Have you ever used snake? Not talking about an animal, but a person. That dude is a snake. Just watch him. He's a snake. Because snakes will bite you. Yeah, you go snakes. You try any other name with that. Try any name. It doesn't matter. Monkey. No, that don't work, does it? How many of you know Adam was brilliant? So I got a picture in my mind that he's naming. Here's daddy gorilla. Here's mama gorilla. Here's daddy cow, bull. Mama cow. Here's daddy hippopotamus. Him mama hippopotamus. Here's daddy elephant. And all of a sudden, there's longing in his heart. I wish I had somebody. I wish there was someone. God is already working on his behalf because he knows there's a need in his life before it ever comes out of his mouth. Look at me, look at me. He already knows your need and your desires, and he's working on it to fulfill you because he's a good God. It's just who he is. He said, I'm gonna work on this. I need some. I just feel something empty in my heart. I got a relationship with the Father. I got a job. I got a purpose. This is awesome. I get to eat of everything. Look at me, I get to name stuff. What a job. This is awesome. But still, something's missing. And God's already behind the scenes going, I got something special for Adam. Look at me, he loves you. His word says he knows the desires of your heart before you even ask him to meet those, to go, Lord, I'm still longing. And he says that he'll meet them. By the way, can I give y'all some free? This is free stuff. This is Opelousas, St. Landry. Here we go. Adam had a job and a purpose and a relationship with the Father before he ever met Eve. You'll see it coming, don't you? Men, he had a job. He had a purpose. He knew what he was doing, where he was going, and he had a relationship with the Father before he ever met Eve. Okay, look right here, right here. Look at me right here. Single men, young men. Mason, young men, teenage men. Brennan, you have a job, right? Okay, good. Quit looking for her if you don't have job, purpose, and a relationship with the Father. Because you ain't ready for her. Man, if I just had a wife, that would be, no, you're looking for a mama. You ain't looking for a wife. Girls, when player comes calling, you just sit right there and go, where you work, how much money you got, what is your purpose, and tell me about your relationship with the Father. Listen, if he don't check all three, 2 out of 3 ain't good enough. Tall, dark, and handsome, 2 out of 3 ain't good enough. All three. Adam had a job, a purpose, and a relationship with the Father. So watch what happens. Girls, you gotta zero in here. So the Lord God caused the man, Adam, to fall into a sleep, and while the man slept, the Lord took out one of the man's ribs. And he closed up that opening. And the Lord God made a woman from the rib. This is very important. Most versions say fashioned. Fashioned Eve from the rib. And he's going to bring her to the man. Okay, let's back up. Adam was formed from the where? From dirt. Eve was fashioned. Formed. Leg. Leg. Breath of life. Not Eve. Fashioned. What does that mean? Adam took about 15 seconds to form. Eve, Lord working. I see, you know, the big magnifying glass. He working, he fashioning. He's, no, that ain't gonna work. Let me try this. He took his time. This wasn't a quick job, roll up a leg, breathe on him. No, I'm gonna take my time and I'm gonna fashion her. She's gonna be different. He's simple. Her, she ain't simple, baby. She complex. You go, listen, I mean, elephant, hippopotamus, all that. I mean, that's all dirt. Woman, whoo, they're going to take some time. Give me a minute. He's going to, I did this the other day. I'm reading this. I'm going, man, the way God formed and fashioned. And my hands are dry because I work on my farm. So, Heidi bought me, she goes, here's some lotion, and it's O'Keefe Working Hands. And I just, thank you, baby. Non-greasy, non-odor, non-smell, nothing to it. I read the back, and it's got like hydrochloric acid, petroleum jelly, just stuff, man. It's just like, and it is, let's see, work, O'Keefe, working hands. Number one for cracks and whatever. Man, that's all we need, O'Keefe, working hands. And then I grabbed Heidi's lotion. And it said, this is a lot. Extract from dried sunflower seed oil. Chamomile lotion, pure goat's milk. Essential oils, peppermint, lavender, chamomile. Formed, fashion. It's complex. Whoo. Listen to me, girls. You are the crown jewel of creation. No, you are. No, I'm serious. You are the crown jewel of creation. There's only one thing. Light. Water, land, man, poo. But not woman. Woman goes, no, I'm going, let me take my time on this one. Take my time, because I'm going to fashion her, because he's going to need her. Listen to me. You know I'm talking about the relationship between a husband and wife, but can I just tell you something? Woman, you work at a company with a lot of men in it, you're a blessing, they need you. We need women. We need women in the church. Our church is better because of women. Women who input, lead, serve. It's better. It's not good for man to lead alone. By the way, can I just tell you, I love Dr. Tony Evans on this one. He said, it's a collaborator. It's a collaboration. It's not get under, beside. In fact, the rib, I think, represents the place that women are to walk with their husbands, not behind their husbands, not, wait, yeah, you're clapping now. But girls, not in front of your husband either. Not out there in front. Well, I know what we need to do. You just. If I hear this one more time, I'm going to puke. I just don't want to lose my voice. Girl, you ain't going to lose your voice. You ain't never had a problem with your voice. We don't want you to lose your voice either. We need your voice. Men, we need the woman's voice. We need it. And so God's created. Do you see how awesome God is? You can have all this, but I still see a need in Adam that's not going to be met. You know what? Have you ever got the perfect gift for somebody? You ever got the perfect gift and you just can't wait to give it to them? In fact, you're going, I know your birthday's coming up. I just can't wait. How many more days to your birthday? I got something for you. Oh, I just can't wait to give it to you. In fact, you beat them to it because you. I know tomorrow's your birthday, but can I go ahead and give it to you now? This is God going, I got something for you, boy. He's like, oh man, I can't wait to see this. The crown jewel of his creation. And watch what happens. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and he brought her to the man. I could just see God going, what you think, boy? Huh? I did good. Did I do good? And watch, I love it. I mean, we read it like, let me tell you how I think it really goes down. What, next verse? At last. which means there was something longing in his heart. This need I have is now being fulfilled. At last, I'm no longer in need. At last. And then we read like, you know, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my. This is the first rap song. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. This is the first rap song ever. Rap came from the garden. He rapping. Give me a beat. I love this. Look, God doesn't even name her. I just won't bring her. Whatever you call her, Adam. Woman. Oh, if you're sitting by your wife right now, you might want to just grab her hand. Yeah, I'm serious. You just might want to just grab her hand. The crown creation of all creation. Just her hand. Watch what happens. Flesh of my flesh. Watch this. This explains. She'll be called woman. This explains why a man. This is Moses writing this. This is why a man's going to leave his father, leave his mother. Formed from dirt. You know what we wrestle with, ladies, us men? Can I confess for all these men? We wrestle with pride. We're prideful, and we wrestle with it. Y'all quit agreeing with me so quickly. Mm-hmm. Yes, y'all do. Y'all sure do. We wrestle with pride. That's why we go, hey, how are you doing? What do you do? We're just measuring what they do versus what we do. Oh, you probably make a pretty good living at that, huh? We're full of pride. But we come from dirt. Do you know what women? Women are the crown jewel. They are just, whoa, wow, amazing, complex. We can do one thing at a time, maybe two. Y'all could do 100. I keep trying to explain this to Heidi. Baby, you got to send me pictures. Quit sending me to the store without pictures. You can't just list it out. Now she's starting to send pictures and what aisle? Aisle 7, left-hand side, 2/3 of the way down. I'm still calling her. Baby, can I FaceTime you? Which one is it? Oh, quit acting like y'all ain't never done that before. It's the one I said right there on the left. Oh, this one? Yeah. Yes. Yes, dear Jesus. Sorry, baby. But you girls can do 150 things at one time. I don't know how you do it. It's amazing. You're complex. And you're the crown jewel. You're beautiful. You're amazing. You smell like chamomile and lavender. Even when you sweat, you smell nice. We're just like, I'm just so, look at me, I'm just a mess. And we're like going, rawr. Is that true? No, it is true. She's trying to help me. But what do you wrestle with? Insecurity. Do you see the plan of the devil? To get men full of pride and forget where we come from. And to make women feel insecure and forget who they are. It's in your story. This is your story. Let's get to Genesis 3. The serpent was the shrewdest of the animals. The Lord God had made. And then one day, he asked the woman, did God really say you must not eat from the fruit of any tree in the garden? Remember, when God gave the command, he gave it to Adam. This is pre-Eve. This is pre-rib. This is Adam. All belongs to you. Just one tree. If you do, you'll die. The snake, Satan, speaks to Eve. Did he really say you must not eat from the tree, from any tree in the garden? You see how he comes? He comes with some truth, but not completely true. It's always wrapped and sounds true, but in the middle is the poison. Did God really say you can't eat from any? And look what he's always trying to put the seed of doubt that God is a liar. You're gonna find out when you leave here today. You're gonna hear a seed of doubt. Even it might even be something that I said. You go, well, you know, not that part. Watch what happens. Of course, we may eat from the trees in the garden. The woman replied. It's only the fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden that we're not allowed to eat it. God said, you must not eat or even... Was that the command? No. Was it the command? I think probably Adam relayed the command to her. Hey, listen, baby. Hey, we can enjoy anything, but not that. He says, you're even touch it. If you do, then you'll die. Watch what Satan says. You won't die. God knows that your eyes will be open as soon as you eat it. That's true. And you will be like God, knowing good and evil. What is it about us that wants to do what we're not supposed to do? like God. What does that mean to be like God? Come on, we're all honest. There's something about our flesh. Then you go, man, Eve, golly, you're watching this train wreck happen, this movie unfold, and you go, don't do it, Eve. Don't. And yet, you know what's going to happen, right? What is it, the like God? Let me translate what does it mean to be like God. That I think this is what it's talking about. You ready? Because I think if we were honest with ourselves, we've all been guilty of wanting to be like God. Oh, not me, but oh, no, you. Especially you. I've never, no, yeah, you. It's you. Watch. What does it mean? I want to decide what's right or wrong. I'm not done. I want to decide what's good or bad. I want to decide what I can do and what I can't do. I want to decide what is acceptable and what is unacceptable. I want to make up the rules. I want to do what I want to do. Let me translate it. I want to be like God. That's why Eve would take it. Because she wanted to decide the rules. Oh, no. You're going to walk out of here and try to decide the rules, even from the message I'm preaching today. Well, 2 out of 3. He's got a good job. And you're gonna decide what the rules are, and then you'll have to pay the consequences of your own rules. His ways are better. Victor, come help me out. The woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious. And she what? Wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some of it. And then she gave some to her husband. Here's what the verse says. Often thought he was out duck hunting, fishing. But it's the scripture says here, who was what? With her. Remember, God had given authority to Adam. This garden belongs to you. Tend it, keep it, be fruitful, make it multiply. He's not micromanaging him. You can eat anything you want. It all belongs to you. It's all yours. Just make it fruitful and multiply. Name things. Do it. I'll be checking on you. Let me know if you need any help. God's over fashioning a woman for him because he knew there was a need in his life. And he walks. What was Adam doing? Adam had authority of the garden. He's just not stepping up to walk in the authority that was already given him. Listen to me, man. Are you hearing me? I know she's smarter than you. But God gave you authority, and you have a garden. It's called your family. And one day you will represent it back to God again. Were you faithful with it? Were you fruitful? Listen, I'm still naming things. I'm still naming Heidi. I name her. Whatever you name her is what it is. An elephant is an elephant because Adam said it was. A hippopotamus is a hippopotamus. Whatever I name her, she'll become. Oh, what do you want your wife to be? I preached this message one time. One of the men in our church was, I said, whatever you name her, she will become. One of our men whispered to his wife, Jennifer Aniston. I said, brother, you ain't got that much faith. I said, besides that, your wife finer than Jennifer Aniston. Listen, I think Eve gets a bad rap. Eve was deceived, and we can all be deceived. That means you think something's true and it's not. You took a lie. It looked good on the outside. You were, it's like those old timey throat lozenges. You know, it's got that gooey middle. And you, oh, it sounds cherry. And then you get to the back. But Adam disobeyed. He heard from God's lips. and he sat there quietly, and he knew it wasn't right. Whew. So watch what happens. Are y'all tracking with me this morning? Okay, watch this. Watch this. And at that moment, he ate it too. At that moment, their eyes were opened, and suddenly they felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves to cover themselves. I want you to see the first response. The same response Adam and Eve have to sin and disobedience is the same response we have to sin and disobedience. The first thing we do is feel the shame, and then we try to cover it up. Don't want anybody to know. Don't y'all tell anybody. Especially don't want them church people to know. Don't want. I'd rather walk in with my fig leaves and worship the Lord. I've been redeemed. Just don't want anybody to know my junk. The truth is, we all got junk. Are you hearing me? I don't. We're going to shame and cover. Watch what happens. When the cool of the evening came, the wind was, breezes were blowing. The man and his wife heard the Lord walking about the garden. So then they hid from the Lord among the trees. And God, the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you, Adam?" You see step three of sin and disobedience. First, you feel shame about it. Then you try to cover it. And then you start hiding. That was Pastor Jacob's message a few weeks ago. Hey, get back in. Get back in church. The enemy would want you to leave the church because you might have sinned. How many of you know this is the place you need to be the most, not the least? This is a place you got to run back to and go, I messed up. I want God to forgive me. And so they're hiding, and he asks, "Where are you?" How many of you know when God asks you, "Where are you, Adam?" that he knows exactly where you are. He knows where he is. And he says, "I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. Do you see it? Shame. Cover. Hide. Fear. Watch what happens. It goes one step further. It doesn't stop. "Who told you that you were naked?" God asks. "Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat?" And the man replied, "It was." Yeah, we don't probably go, "God, here's a woman you gave me." Now we go, now you just think it in your head, "Man, if my wife would just," and then you fill in the blank. Making an excuse. Can I keep it raw and real here in Annapolis? St. Landry, man up. Just man up. God's holding Adam responsible, and he's going to come down and he's going to hold Eugene responsible for the woman, the children, and the garden he gave us to tend and to keep on his behalf. I will be held responsible, and so would you. So next Sunday, don't go, "Baby, are we going to church?" You say, "Baby, we're going to church next Sunday. We're going to get up." And you say, "No, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That's what we're going to do. We just, not on my..." She may know more of the Bible than you. That doesn't matter. It doesn't. That's awesome. Praise God. He's take responsibility. Now, don't forget, disobedience always has consequences. God will forgive you. He will forgive you of anything. But we still have to pay the consequences of our decisions. And Adam and Eve are going to have to pay the consequences as well. And because of our time, I'm going to fast forward. We're going to receive communion here in just a second. Watch this. He said, "From now on," listen. In fact, I want to take you down, if I could, to verse 15. And he said, "From now on, between the man and the woman and the snake, Satan, I will cause hostility between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring." Watch this. "He will strike your head and you will strike his heel." Okay, once you see the he, you know who he is? It's Jesus. one day, Jesus is, he's already telling him, Jesus is already in the garden. He's showing up. He's here. One day, Satan, this is what's going to happen. You're going to strike at his heel, but he's going to crush your head. That's when he gets up out of the grave, the resurrection, and step on the head and defeat him forever. You got to give God praise for that. He's already in the garden. Watch this. And then y'all can thank Eve, and then in pain, you'll give birth. Girls, does it hurt? Y'all can thank Eve for that. It's part of the consequences. And then he goes on to Adam. Adam, watch this. Let me go down to verse 17. And man, since you listened to your wife and you ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is now cursed because of you. All your life you will struggle to scratch a living from it. That's why we call it work, because it's work. And to make a living, you have to sweat. It takes work. And we can thank Adam for that. Now watch, let me get to this last verse, because I want you to see this last thing right here before we receive communion together. Watch this. Verse 20. Then the man, Adam, named his wife Eve because she would be the mother of all who live. And the Lord God made what? What did he make? Clothing from animal skins for Adam and his wife. What's that mean? That means they were naked. And he said, I'm going to clothe them. Which meant to get skins from an animal meant that he had to kill an animal. A sacrifice. He went in, even though they disobeyed, even though they sinned, he said, I'm going to cover them. I love them. I'm going to cover them up. I'm going to go and kill. I don't know what kind of animal it was. My guess, a lamb. And he killed a lamb. And he covered him. I want you to see the grace already in our story. That Adam and Eve are proof to us. You can live in perfection and still blow it. And God would have grace for them. How many of you know that he would have grace for you? That we could live in this fallen world and still going, Lord, I'm doing the best I can to serve you, and I want to do what's right. And even when I mess up, Lord, I'm coming to you first, and I'm going to repent to you. And so I want you to fast forward to John the Baptist when he sees Jesus walking along and saying, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, because we need to be covered too. And so there was a lamb named Jesus, who never sinned and would go to a cross and give his life. And we could be sitting in a church in Opelousas, Louisiana in 2022 and say, God, would you just please forgive me? And that skin, that lamb will now cover you, and you could be forgiven. You don't have to hide anymore or be shameful anymore or run anymore or be fearful anymore. It is his righteousness that covers it. Can we thank him for it? You might be here today. We're going to receive communion. Stay seated. Do not move. We're going to receive communion. You might be here today and you need the forgiveness of God. Jesus called it being born again. You might be here and you do not know Christ as your Lord and Savior. You've never trusted in his sacrifice to cover you. You can just do it. It's easy. A, admit you're a sinner. Lord, I need your forgiveness. I haven't come to you and said, would you forgive me? Look, Pastor, there's so many things I need forgiveness for. Just go ahead and just lump them all together and say, Lord, here's my stinking life and my stupidity. I want it to be God. I don't want to be God anymore. I want to live for you. He'll forgive you of everything you've ever done. Believe that Jesus was the sacrifice, the lamb. He's showing up in Genesis to cover Adam and Eve, and he's showing up today to cover you. He gave his life for you. And then see, just confess him as Lord and Savior. That just means make him the Lord, the boss. No longer you, but him. I'm going to live your way. You make the rules. You decide what's right, what's wrong, what's acceptable, not acceptable. I'm going to trust you with it. I'm going to follow your ways. Every head bowed and every head closed. Maybe you're here today and you want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're ready to surrender to him today. You're ready to be covered by the blood of the Lamb. He's here. You say, Pastor, that's me. Would you slip your hand up? I want to pray with you and for you. And then we're going to receive communion. I see your hands going up all over the building. Ready today. I'm ready to be born again today. Congregation, can we add in our voice to theirs? We're going to pray. This prayer doesn't save you. Your heart, the meeting from your heart, what you're feeling now, your repentance saves you. Would you just say this, though? Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that on the cross, you took my sin, my shame, and my guilt, and you died for it. I believe you faced hell for me so I wouldn't have to go, and that you rose from the dead to give me a place in heaven, purpose on earth, and a relationship with the Father. So today, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin to be born again. Let's declare this. God is my Father. Jesus is my Savior. The Holy Spirit is my helper. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's give God praise.